Next item on the agenda, establishment of shellfish aquaculture opportunity zones, 28.2603B of the Code of Virginia, Mr. Travelstead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
I recall agreeing to advertise the creation of over 1,000 acres of aquaculture opportunity zones at your November meeting. And almost immediately after advertising 16 sites and all of the rules that would apply to those zones, we started receiving some negative comments from industry. At this point, I think we've received over 50 written comments, split just about down the middle in support and opposed. I only printed out one copy, and you will understand why shortly. It appears now that the opposition has risen to the level that the General Assembly is now considering a bill. It was introduced by Senator Northam to repeal the Commission's authority to create aquaculture opportunity zones in the first place. The letters that you have in front of you, there are 28 comments in support. Most of those are from individual citizens. One is from Baywatch Oyster Seed Company. One is from Jack Russell, who is a member of the Lancaster Board of Supervisors, and one is from Delegate Pollard, who was the patron of the legislation last year that directed you to create these zones. On the opposition side, we have letters from the Virginia Seafood Council, the Shooting Point Oyster Company, Bayford Sea Farms, Ballard Fish and Oyster, Mobject Bay Seafood, Ward Oyster Company, Sparrow Point Oyster Farm, Rappahannock River Oysters, Oyster Seed Handling Company, Chesapeake Bay Oyster Company, and J&W Seafood. And in addition to that, we have, I believe now it's 12 comments that are specifically opposed to the creation of areas 3 and 4 that are identified in your evaluation, on the basis that these areas are just offshore of the Ware River Yacht Club, and the areas where we propose to place the zones are apparently an area where they use for a number of sailing clinics and races throughout the summer, and they're obviously worried about navigation. But let me go back to the legislation. The legislation that's been introduced has passed the Senate Agriculture Committee unanimously. It's forwarded to the full Senate, where it has been engrossed by unanimous vote, 38-0. In the next couple of weeks, it'll make its way to the House side, where it'll be considered. And in light of that, I see no reason for the Commission to go further with this until we learn exactly what the General Assembly has in mind. We've spent an enormous amount of staff time on this already, and I really don't want to spend any more until we know that the legislation is there or not. And, you know how the General Assembly is, and the bill may very well pass and the authority is removed. The bill could be amended. It could be defeated. In any case, even if there were no legislation, based on the public comments that we've received, I'd be standing here today asking you to hold off on a final decision. Let us take some time to meet with the opponents, consider what they're about, meet with these folks at this Ware River Yacht Club and see if we can accommodate their needs. Of course, all of that's aside now, waiting for the legislation. So we didn't do a lot of work on this for you once we saw the legislation introduced, again, because we didn't want to waste a lot of staff time. So with that in mind, we would recommend that you simply table this matter until the General Assembly is over and see what, if the bill moves forward and the governor signs it, then that's the end of it.
Not to twist the words around, but you said the same thing that I'm going to say. We derive all of our power, for the most part, from the General Assembly and to do anything now while there is legislation being pondered kind of flies in the face of the way the chain of command and the separation of powers doctrines work. So I agree with what you said. I think that this basically, until we find out exactly what's going to go on, is basically put the brakes on anything, and to move forward would not be responsible. It almost be inappropriate. Mr. Plumlee.
I just wanted to ask what the senator's comments were at the hearings about. I don't know if you have all that information.
Yes, the senator represents the Eastern Shore area, and most of the opposition to AOZs was coming from his constituents. But if you look at the opposition letters, they're statewide, and there's generally three areas of concern. One is the existing leasing program is more than adequate and accommodates anyone quite easily wanting to get into the aquaculture business. It's a very inexpensive process to lease ground, $1.50 an acre. There's some initial charges, $600 to $1,200 for surveys and things of that nature. But secondly, if a person cannot afford those minor costs to acquire leased ground, how could he ever afford to get into a very expensive process of caged culture? Number three, recognizing that last point, they're concerned that people that might make use of these AOZs would not put forth the proper effort to take care of their operations. And that would cause the public uproar when they start to see cages in disarray, things of that nature, and that might spill over onto the legitimate aquaculture industry, and they would suffer as a result of it. And I guess lastly, the comment I've heard is that everyone up to this point in industry has played by the same set of rules and done so quite easily, and now there's going to be a change in rules for people who want to get into it anew, and they don't view that as fair.
Thank you.
In all honesty, to benefit of the delegate that sponsored it, that I think was well-intended. Sometimes, as we know, well-intended things after distillation sometimes don't become the best thing. Whether this proves to be one of those or not, I don't know, but to give credit where credit's due to the delegate, I think he thought he was doing the right thing to help out and benefit aquaculture. But then after a closer look under the microscope, things have kind of popped up.
Commissioner, there may be some folks in the audience who
are here,
intended to be heard today. They're probably equally happy with you tabling this, but I don't know how far they came or what's on their mind.
Well, that's fine. If there's anyone here that wishes to be heard on this matter that has a position contrary to tabling it, I'll be glad to hear from them. Sir? Good afternoon, sir.
My name is Dr. Steve Ward, and I represent my son's business, who's a new entry into the aquaculture business. I'm not too familiar with the legislature from last year as far as this bill, but understanding how lobbying efforts have a tendency the next year to be very strong against the prevailing thought, I wonder whether it would be better not to continue entertaining this legislation so as to lower the barrier of entry for new entrants, particularly during these times of global economic crisis where jobs are critical. We need new businesses to create more jobs.
Okay, thank you, sir. Just with a point of clarification, we're not tabling, as far as the active legislation is concerned, we have nothing to do, and I may have misunderstood you about what's going on in Richmond. We're just basically holding in abeyance the decision we make until Richmond decides, from a lawmaking perspective, what we're going to do. Thank you, sir.
Present the new entrant position.
Understood. Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Thank you. Next item on the agenda, item 12, public hearing establishment.
Do we need to vote to table? I'll move.
The chair will entertain a motion.
We table the subject to a future.
Motion made by Mr. Fox, seconded by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you for reminding me, Carter. I appreciate that.